Hi, it's Bridget and Carrie.
Oh, hi there.
Well, your book seems just like it's hilarious. Oh. Here you are, a pampered Long Island princess hitting the road in a converted bus with your husband, who is Mr. Outdoorsman.
Yes.
Traveling the country for an entire year.
Yep.
And you had to have been a little hesitant at first.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it. No, he came home and just out of the blue said that he wanted to chuck it all and travel around the country in that converted bus. And I said, why can't you be like a normal husband in a midlife crisis and have an affair and buy a Corvette?
Yeah.
So we're both psychiatrists, and obviously he's a better one than I am.
So give us an idea of, you know, one of the stories in the book. What's some of the wacky things that happened to you on the road?
Oh, my gosh. Well, probably the wackiest was going to the nudist RV park.
What? Where is that?
It's in the San Bernardino Valley, and it was my husband's harebrained scheme yet again.
And so did you have to be nude at the nudist RV park?
Well, I certainly found out the difference between clothing optional and nude required. But, yeah, he may be a psychiatrist and understanding unconscious drives and hidden motivations, but he's still a regular guy, and regular guys want to go to nudist park. So, of course, I told him I would never, ever. And then I realized, oh, what's the use? I obviously have no free will. He's got me living on a bus for a year. So I started dieting and then called around and found a park.
Oh, my gosh. So you're a shoe addict. How are you? How do you have an addiction and love for shoes when you're living in a place that's 340 square foot?
Yeah,
or feet?
Not easy. No. And I tried to stuff as many of my shoes as I could before the trip. And I ended up literally wearing three pairs the entire year, which really taught me something about the importance of, you know, paring down and just what's important in life. And I'm shocked to say that by the end of the trip, I was the one telling my husband, gee, honey, instead of selling the bus, let's fix up the house and sell it instead and just full-time in the bus.
You're kidding. Wow. Do you get, like, kind of bus crazy after a while? You know how, like, when you're on a plane for a while, you just want to kind of jump out of your skin?
No, and that was the amazing thing. Even in 340 square feet, spending 24/7 with each other for a year with our 60-pound dog and two cats who hated each other, we were happier than we'd ever been, and it just really taught us I guess what the most important thing is, and that is spending time with each other. I think we'd spent a lot of our time supporting a lifestyle rather than, you know, just living together and supporting spending time with the people that we love. And this really taught us, I think, what the important things are in life.
I could totally believe that. That just seems like, you know, I want to simplify my life, and it just seems so hard to do. How long to actually get everything ready to go so you could take off for a year?
Well, you have to realize that it took Tim a few years to convince me to do this. So we actually had quite a bit of lead time. And I think for him, he was just overworking. He wasn't happy. And, psychiatrists realize that it often takes something terrible for people to really decide what's important to them. And Tim didn't want to wait. He wanted to live his best life now. And, of course, at the time, I kept lamenting the fact, you know, well, why do you have to drag me along on it? But I did get on board after a while, and now I am completely a bus nut, just like him. And
what's your favorite state that you went through?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it'd be too easy to say Texas, so instead, it's so hard because we really loved so many places. We went from northern Maine to Key West to Alaska, and I guess because Alaska is so different from everything else, and it took so much for us to get up there. We put the bus in the ferry, and we went through the Marine Highway and the Southeast Passage, and it was just unbelievably beautiful. So, and we met some really interesting characters there. So I'd have to say maybe Alaska kind of nudges other states out.
This is being called an offbeat and romantic memoir. It's called Queen of the Road, the true tale of 47 states, 22,000 miles, 200 shoes, two cats, a poodle, a husband, and a bus with a will of its own. Thank you so much. This is a great read, a summer read.
We've got some copies to give away. Why don't we throw some out there?
That'd be great.
Fabulous. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Doreen.